In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to the Help I Six of My Boss Advent Calendar. Normally, this is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, but this December, we're releasing daily episodes up until Christmas Day because William and I are your Christmas elves, helping you have a proper Christmas. It's safe to say we don't agree on every Christmas tradition, but we've got plenty of advice and festive fun to bring you over the next few weeks. I'm Jordan North, and with me is William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert.
Hello, I'm more away in a manger, whereas Jordan's more away on a bender. Mm-hmm. And that's from Daisy. Thank you, Daisy. It made us laugh.
Make of that what you will.
Shall we pull your cracker?
Yeah, I don't have one.
This is our final cracker. So we'll pull it metaphorically again, and we'll see who wins. Ready?
Yep.
One, two, three. Bang! Oh, I win again. It's gone everywhere. Look at... Oh, gosh, the smell from the cracker. Oh, the toy. Oh, what a fantastic toy. What is this? Oh, it's a secret calculator. Oh, wonderful. We need another one of those.
What would you call an elf who has just won the lottery?
I don't know. What would you call an elf that's just won the lottery?
Wealthy. Oh.
Thank God that's the last cracker.
Anyway, what's in today's episode, please, William?
Well, we thought we would take an opportunity to go through some of the correspondence that we have been sent in. And can I just say, I mean, I put it on my Instagram a couple of days ago, the amount of letters and Christmas cards and gifts that we have been sent was amazing. Thank you. It's not why we do this podcast, for your gifts, but we obviously appreciate them. We do read every handwritten letter that is sent. We also read every email. Thank you very much. We appreciate them. And Jordan, obviously I haven't been able to see you to give you any of your gifts, but I thought I'd show a few of them on the screen for you.
Okay, great.
And then I'll give them to you when I see you. So this one was sent in, and we put this one on Instagram. Look at this amazing drawing that they have done.
Oh, wow, that's great.
I'm trying to find who has done this. This was La La Loon Textiles, so thank you, on Instagram. They've sent in for Frank a little doggy bow tie.
Oh, that's
also one for Diego as well. Well, you can decide which ones you want.
That's sweet. Wendy will love that for Frank, and Frank will love it.
And on this graphic, which I'm sure we'll put on our Instagram, it's tour-related, so they got our chairs.
Yeah, the chairs we had on tour, yeah.
They got PB for producer Ben, gin, they got a potato peeler. What else can you see there? This one's just for you.
It's a bottle of Debonair, there's a dressing gown belt.
I don't know what that's meant to be, actually.
There's a glass, there's a...
like a pad?
No, there's a thingy...
Oh, it's a question card. They got a Mary Poppins umbrella.
Oh.
They got a phone, a Jordan Bueno, they've called it.
That's so sweet.
And a coronation crown.
That's really sweet.
Which is lovely.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
So thank you for that. In other, I mean, literally, I cannot go through every piece of correspondence, but because there were so many and we are so, so grateful. Another specially designed Christmas card, which has, if you look carefully, a book that says Tales of Trepidation.
Yeah.
A dressing gown belt. There's a theme.
That's so
Mary Poppins,
sweet.
AKA ZZ Stralin, flying through the window. They've got a bottle of Debonair, a potato and a potato peeler, turkey dinosaurs, chips and beans, mucky boots, jack boots, maybe, or maybe they're for Mikey, builder's boots, stockings, all sorts. And this was from Rachel and Emma, who came to see us on tour. So thank you for that one. I won a Burnley scarf at the top of the tree.
That's so sweet, the detail gone into that. That really is really nice. Thank you.
We've also, Mandy and Sue have sent us in a lovely little card and also some chocolates as well.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, I'll have those. And also, we've been sent in from Lucy special G and Diva, like, bauble discs to hang on our tree. One with orange, that's
them.
For me. And one with lemon, that's for you.
That's for me.
So thank you for those.
Oh, God. I mean, people are so kind.
They are so kind. We have another little special card with us as Christmas elves.
Oh, look at that.
And that's from Mia. So thank you, Mia. I mean, I literally, we could be here until next Christmas going through everything. We have a lovely card from Neil Lee Training, who do health and social care training. So thank you for that. Says, happy Christmas from Neil and the team. Love the podcast. So,
that's so
thanks
sweet.
For that. You're supposed to pay us money for that, but anyway, we'll allow. So that's that. We've got, I mean, so many cards, so many letters. I have responded to all of them if you have put a return address. If you haven't, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm not a mind reader. But thank you so much for all of those, including a lovely letter, beautiful handwritten letter that went on, that started talking about Hot Fuzz and filming locations they had visited for Hot Fuzz. I'm not quite sure how that's relevant to the podcast, but we appreciated the story. But thank you. We'll answer your question in the new year, because it wasn't Christmas related.
That's so sweet. That's really, really made me smile during a very tough isolation period. So thank you. That's really nice.
That's a pleasure. And also that Hayley sent in, listener Jean Diva Hayley sent in four Christmas cards, one for us to open in the studio, one for me and Mikey, one for you, and one for Ben, his girlfriend Kat, and Diego. So it's a high level of commitment there. So thank you, Hayley. That's appreciated. And they will be passed on after Christmas now.
Great. Okay. That's so sweet.
Can I just do a little public service announcement on the correspondence?
Sure.
Which I love. I get sent the mail every month or 2 months. So a couple of people had put, it's my partner's birthday on this date, could you send us a card or a response? I probably won't get it. So you need to think about 3 months in advance if you want that to happen. Ugh. I will send something, but don't like write in the week before, because it's probably not going to happen. Just as a PSA.
It's a bit harsh.
Felt I should say that. It's not harsh. I'm just managing expectations, because I don't want to appear rude that I haven't replied.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Good. Some other correspondence here. Hello, William, brackets, and Jordan. After Jordan introduced William to the alternative meaning of a Prince Albert in the December the 4th advent calendar, I'd love to know what other not suitable for William things he could be introduced to. With Jordan having grown up on the rougher side of town and his well-documented love for dressing gown belts, I'm sure he's got a treasure trove full of NSFW topics to introduce William to from the seedier side of life where he thrives. And that's from Jan in Surrey.
Jan? It's Christmas. I don't have a seedy side of life. What the... Do people... See what I mean? This is why I wanted the dressing gown belt bit cut out. Because people like Jan, who think that I go to bloody seedy... That has a seedy life and go to...
Did you not once tell us a story that you accidentally went into a brothel?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that when I first moved to London. Do you remember? I ordered a pint and I ended up in a brothel and just thought it was a really quirky pub. Yeah.
Maybe we'll explore NSFW topics next series.
Okay.
This is from John. Just a Christmas etiquette question. What is the etiquette of having sex on Christmas Day? It always feels wrong to even consider doing it on the big day, but I'd love to know Jordan and William's views.
Do you know what? That's a great question. It does, come to think of it, it does feel a bit wrong to have it on Christmas morning, doesn't it? What are you saying, William?
On Christmas morning? I mean, you can have it throughout the day, I believe.
What are you saying if you wake up on Christmas...
Or are you very much a morning person?
What are you saying if you wake up on Christmas morning and Mikey's giving you a nudge in your back? Hello, my little flower pot, are you up? Morning. Merry Christmas. Are you up? I am. Do you fancy an early little Christmas present? What do you think? Do you think it's all right?
I want you to bang me like a terrorist chocolate orange. No.
What?
I want you to bang me like a terrorist chocolate orange. Because you have to bang your terrorist chocolate orange to open it.
Right. Mm. I want you to bang me like the little drummer boy's drum. Pum. That wasn't funny. Oh. I have COVID. Blame the...
Oh, dear. I've purupapam cummed.
Wow.
Anyway.
Right, let's get back to it. Can you have sex on Christmas Day? Yeah, I think you can. It does feel a bit wrong, but that's probably why it'll make it more exciting.
There's a time and a place, maybe when you've gone to bed at the end of the day, but I think, you know, it depends what sort of Christmas that you have, but if there are lots of young children running about and that sort of thing, it maybe not the best of ideas, so be careful.
Yeah, but no, I think it's all right to have sex on Christmas Day morning, yeah. Yeah, Ben makes a good point. And at the end of the day, it's not happening, is it? A bit of time you've had turkey and stuffing.
It's only the turkey that gets stuffed.
Yeah.
Moving on, this one is from Sam. Just wanted to thank you for all the advent calendar series. However, I'd like to inform you that despite your advice on work Christmas parties, you were sadly a little too late. I attended a Christmas party with my previous workplace on the 4th, just 4 short days before the episode. Alas, I woke up in bed with an ex-colleague. In hindsight, I held William and Jordan fully responsible. So thank you both, as he was fantastic in bed, which I knew he would be as soon as he threw me onto the bed and told me he was going to destroy me. Wow. As an added bonus, he had a body like no other I have laid hands on. And yes, I did shout, "I'm Advent." And that's from Sam.
Sam. Boy or girl, Sam?
It could be either.
Oh, okay.
Or could be gender neutral. You never know.
Yeah, well, do you know what, Sam? As long as everybody's happy and you're not going to get in trouble at work, who are we to... It sounds like you had a great night with a great...
Well, and it's your former workplace anyway.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah.
This next one is from Claire with an I. Many years ago, when meeting a boyfriend's parents for the first time, the term shitting instead of farting was introduced to me.
See, that's like what I was saying a few weeks ago. Carry on.
We were all relaxing in the living room after devouring a lovely Sunday roast his mother had cooked. His dad let rip. His mother then exclaims, "Stop revving your ass and shitting." She had a very healthy Gloucestershire accent. Oh, okay, I'll do it again. Sorry, she had a very heavy Gloucestershire accent. "Stop revving your ass and shitting." I laugh about it now, but at the tender age of 17, it was enough to put me off ever visiting again, and the relationship died a quick death. Well, there we go.
This all comes to because we were talking a few weeks ago on some episodes. I don't know how we got onto it, but in my house and other northern households, we don't say, "Have you farted?" or "Has one trouser coughed?" or "Do you know who's trumped?" Where I'm from, we say, "Who's shit? Have you shit?" "Yeah, haven't you? You've shit, it stinks that." And yeah, and that's no different.
And people seem to associate with that.
Yeah, and I got so many tweets going, "Oh my God, yeah, we say, have you shit?" Yeah, yeah. Do you say it, Ben? No. Anyway.
No, it really is just a northern thing, yeah. And only a certain part of the north. I mean, I don't think they say
"Have you shit?" on Christmas Day, when we're all together. Open a window, go and get the spray. Get the spray, quick. Then, yeah.
Final piece of correspondence. This is from Alexandra. "Dear William, Jordan and PB, I'm a first-year university student and have just tested positive for COVID, so I won't be able to go home for Christmas with my family for the first time ever.
That's shit.
It's really bad timing, especially my first year away from home, and I'll be shut up in my studio room for the foreseeable future. Any tips on how to make a quarantine Christmas just as festive and fun as a normal one? I love your podcast, and it brings such joy to my day whenever I hear your voices. Merry Christmas. Alexandra."
Alexandra, trust me, I am literally going through it too. And for what it's worth, I've spent quite a few Christmases on my own when doing the radio and stuff. But the best thing to do is order some shopping in, get loads of food in, a big, big order. So you've got like all the Christmas food in, like crackers and stuff like that, and all the wine and spirits, because that will help you knowing that you've got a fridge full and nice food. Make yourself a little Christmas dinner. Make sure you're FaceTiming and on the phone to your family all throughout the day. What I'd suggest is you have your meal with them whilst they have yours on FaceTime. So have it together. And just have loads of Christmas films to watch and stuff, and then go home as soon as you can. But trust me, you'll have your ups and downs and it'll be a bit rubbish, but we've all got to do our bit, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Keep smiling. Hopefully, I mean, thank God we have all this technology where you can see your family and friends on video call. And hopefully, message to any friends that have other friends in isolation over Christmas, make sure you give them a call or a FaceTime to make their day, to break up their day. They will appreciate it. Can I actually just also shout out to my brother, who, I mean, no wonder my mother prefers him, because his friend Ben is also going to be spending Christmas in isolation because he's tested positive. And so when my brother found out yesterday, my brother, a bit like you used to do as, you know, as children at school with Operation Shoebox, put together a whole box of presents for Ben to open on the day and sent it to Ben's house. And that melted my heart.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Which is so sweet.
Yeah.
You're not getting anything from me, just FYI, Jordan.
That's
but
fine.
You've got a candle.
I've got more than enough. I have. That's sweet. But Alexandra, trust me, you'll get through it. And in years to come, you'll turn round and you'll say, I did my bit. Whilst other people are having parties and illegal gatherings, you can say, I did my bit.
And you did the right thing, and that's all we can ask. Well, what have we learnt today, Jordan? We've learnt that we have incredibly generous G&Divas, and thank you again for all of your correspondence and presents. Overwhelming. I mean, there were letters yesterday I was reading and I was in tears with what people were sharing.
Bless you.
Happy tears and sad tears. So thank you.
Yeah, we've learnt that you guys really are the best and we don't deserve you. And thank you for everything over this year, the past year, and all your love and support that's continued throughout. We really do appreciate it. And we're back tomorrow with one more special Christmas Day episode, aren't we?
Yes, we've got a present for every G and Diva.
Okay, so make sure you're listening.
See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.